In order to look good in a swimsuit for her upcoming trip to Hawaii, Cori Bilger has been hitting the elliptical trainer at Portland's Green Micro Gym pretty hard these days. And she's not just burning calories, she's making electricity.
This is the total power generated. 4.19 and counting.
That's 4.19 watt-hours of energy she's creating, just by pumping her arms and legs, and getting a little sweaty. The elliptical trainer she exercises on was developed by Resource Fitness. Chief Technology Officer Aaron Bird says it generates electricity in the same way a windmill does.
Wind turns the turbine. That kinetic energy is converted into electricity through a generator. It then runs through an inverter to convert it to AC electricity, which goes into the grid.
In this case, instead of the wind, the power comes from an exerciser's arms and legs. And all of Resource's machines send that energy directly into the electrical grid. Bird says that makes them a much more efficient power source than earlier generations of exercise equipment that stored the energy in a battery.
The problem with a battery is when you charge the battery and then when you drain the battery to get the energy back, there's efficiency loss in both directions. There's also efficiency loss when the battery is just sitting there because it doesn't hold the energy forever.
Bird says there's still some unavoidable loss in the conversion. But overall, energy-generating exercise equipment is pretty efficient. And it's cropping up across the country, in gyms, college athletic centers, and community rec rooms. One company is getting ready to outfit an array of bikes at Edwards Air Force Base. But Green Micro Gym's owner, Adam Bozell, who sees his members working out every day on his energy-generating bikes and elliptical machines, says they don't produce a lot of power for an hour's worth of exercise.
So generally, people generate somewhere between 30 to 60 watt-hours. 30 watt-hours can power an iPad for 3 hours. 60 watt-hours can power a stereo for an hour.
There are times when the Green Micro Gym actually generates more power than it draws, say when all the machines are going full speed during a spin class. But on the whole, the gym doesn't even create enough electricity to meet its own demands. Still, Bozell says, every little bit helps.
Yeah, the way we look at it is that you can choose to be in a gym with machines that waste a lot of electricity, or you can choose to be in a gym that's very energy efficient where you're creating electricity. So,
for Micro Gym member Cori Bilger, reducing her carbon footprint is definitely part of the draw. And if she can do it while getting ready for a Hawaiian vacation, all the better.
I told you, I'm getting in a bathing suit. It's a big deal.
For VOA News, I'm Dina Pritchup in Portland, Oregon.